Praise the Lord. That last song, it's one of my least favorite. The old anxiety, I don't know what it's called, whatever it is. It's one of my least favorite songs in history. But God redeemed it with that. That was fantastic. That Sovereign Grace Church, they really come out with a lot of good ones. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we praise you. We thank you for this great salvation. You've given it to us. You have put upon us what we could have never put upon, and that is the righteousness of Christ. And we thank you for counting us righteous in him. We pray that you would grant us grace as we put on the helmet of salvation today, that everyone here would understand more of what that means and how they can apply that helmet to their head daily, moment by moment, in order to take their stand against the blows of the enemy. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to read verses 10 through 20 today, and we're going to focus in on verse 17, the first part, take the helmet of salvation, and that's it, the helmet of salvation. We talked about it last week. We'll finish it today. But finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray for me also, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. The battle belongs to the Lord. And Paul's describing our engagement in this battle, in the fight. Well, we've been given some armor so far. The truth, Paul says, which stabilizes the mind. Righteousness, that breastplate of righteousness, which protects the conscience. Remember, it's the guard against the heart, the conscience, having a good conscience. The gospel of peace. The gospel of peace being your very breath, your very life, so you're always ready. With the gospel should pour out of you. Good news. The shield of faith, we talk about this, the utter confidence in God, having yourself grounded upon God's faithfulness. And last week we started in, and we didn't finish, but the helmet of salvation, that is assurance. Having an assurance that no matter what the enemy may use against you, no matter what may come into your life, however hard it may be, whatever weapons he might use to assault you, to discourage you, or to cause doubt, that you are saved. Put on that helmet of salvation, that assurance that reminds you over and over and over, no matter what, I am saved, not by my own work, but by the work of Jesus Christ, God's only Son. We're saved because of God's salvation, and this salvation rests in Christ alone, upon his righteousness, upon the merit of Jesus Christ. He earned your salvation. He keeps you saved because he is faithful. The helmet of salvation that Paul talks about, he says, put on this helmet of salvation, is for those who are already saved. He's not telling people be saved. He's talking to those who are saved. He says, put it on. Be armed. Be ready. Have the armor on. This armor is the helmet of salvation, is not separate from truth. It's not separate from the breastplate of righteousness. It's all in this armor, though he's breaking it down bit by bit, is one piece of armor. This all works together. You can't have one and not have the other arm. But you armor yourself, this helmet, armor yourself with truth, which teaches you that you are saved to the uttermost when Jesus saves you. Assurance of salvation. The Word of God gives us verse upon verse upon verse to remind us of this, that we would be certain and sure, not resting in confidently in ourselves, but resting confidently in what Christ has achieved for us. That's faith. When you rest and trust Him to the uttermost that He alone can save and did save and is saving and will finally save you, and your trust is in Him, that is saving faith. Jesus said to His disciples, and He's assuring us today from John chapter 6, verses 37 and 39, Jesus said to His disciples, "All that the Father gives me will come to me." All of them. They will come. There will be salvation for those who the Father has given me. And whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. Whoever places faith in me, I will never, ever drive away. In verse 39, "And this is the will of Him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that He has given me, but raise them up at the last day. Not one that the Father has given the Son will be lost. Not one. No circumstance, no failure, no sin could ever, ever, ever cause the Lord Jesus, could ever, ever, ever cause the Father to disown a person who is whom He has saved." Isn't that good news?
Yes.
Tell that to Graham Phillips and see what he says. Tell that to me and see what I say. I hope when someone reminds you of that, or you remind someone of that, see what they say. He will never disown His own. John chapter 10, verses 28 and 29, Jesus is referring to Himself before His disciples as the good shepherd. And He strengthens their assurance, and I hope He strengthens yours as well. This is the helmet of salvation. These are the things Jesus taught us that would protect us from the assault of the wicked one. He says, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish." His sheep, He's saying, "I give my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. I give them life, they won't perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand." That is the helmet of salvation, no matter how rotten you may feel sometimes and how defeated you may feel. Trusting in Jesus Christ is that helmet. It is like the shield of faith. It's all together. You can't have shield without helmet, helmet without shield. That body of truth that tells you, that reminds you over and over and over, "I am saved by the blood of Jesus Christ." It's this profound assurance that protects us from the lethal blows. I never will forget a time and an instance just 10 years ago, maybe. It might have been a little less than that. A terrible, terrible event for me where I heard harsh words spoken for quite a long time. And I walked away from that meeting and I didn't feel it. I felt the blows, but I didn't realize it was the blows of the enemy. One accusation after another, one word of condemnation after the other. I walked and walked and walked down block after block after block, and I was thinking to myself, "I can never go home. I can never go back to church. I have nowhere to go. I don't know where I'm going to go. I'm a loser." You know, this just one accusation after another. Why can't I be a pastor that's a good pastor? But the whisper in my ear, as I'm getting shot after shot, was the truth. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, and it got louder, there's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And the third time, it was just so clear, therefore there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And I thought right then, that's as bad as it will ever get. Men can condemn me, falsely accuse me, say all kinds of things against me, but there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That was the helmet of salvation doing its work at that very time, and the Word of God coming into my mind, the truth resounding in my heart, the shield of faith being taken up by faith. Even when I could not stand, I didn't think I could stand one more moment. Paul had learned to have such confidence, and I hope you have too. And I hope with this word that you hear today is to give you confidence that that helmet of salvation is powerful. And it will keep you from losing heart to the uttermost. And it's absolutely necessary because the enemy will take shots at you to discourage you and cause doubt. Questioning the goodness of God, questioning His faithfulness, questioning His ability to keep you in spite. And because you'll look at your own life and say, how can He love me? How can He keep me? Paul had such a confidence that God was faithful. This was the helmet of his salvation. He wrote it to us. He's taking right out of the Old Testament, by the way. Romans 8, chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. He says, I am convinced. Usually convincing takes some time, and it takes a lot of pain oftentimes. But I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. That is triumphant. That is triumphant when you are being bashed and hit and hammered and pressed upon doubt, discouragement. The helmet of salvation, which is Christ Himself, His work, His faithfulness, what He has done, what He is doing, will keep you. When the blows are struck and you stagger, and there will, if the evil day will come upon you someday, if it hasn't already, in many, many times. But when you stagger and you feel weakened and you don't know how to take another step, you can stand. You can stand in the same confident assurance that the Apostle Paul had, knowing that no matter the trial, no matter the trial, that He who began a good work in you will see it through to completion. He will. If you read your Bible in the book of Ezekiel, and you can start in chapter 30, and you will read from 30 to 37 and beyond, just take a little pencil mark, underline every time God says, I will. It's not hundreds and hundreds of times, but it is repeated over and over and over. I will. I will take from you your heart of stone, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you. That's just an example. And here in Philippians, the helmet of salvation on our heads to guard us, to say that He who began a good work in you will see it through to completion. He will complete it. And you say, but you have no idea how I fail. He will see it through to the day of Christ Jesus. Jesus saved you when you were saved. He saved you. The Bible talks about that as through faith, according to the grace of God, through faith you were justified by God's grace. You were saved. That was that moment when you were saved. But you're being saved right now. 1 John, for instance, and this is the helmet, put the helmet on. 1 John chapter 1 and 2 tells us that it's the blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sin. That if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But it tells us that it is the blood of Christ that is continually cleansing us from sin. From the things that you are doing wrong, to the things that you should be doing, but you're not doing. And you don't even know that you ought to be doing. God is a holy God. The standard is perfection. There are things that you're doing that you know is sinful. The blood of Christ is cleansing. It's wise for you to confess those sins and renounce them. But there are so many things that you are to be doing. You are to have an attitude that is right, and you're not even aware of it. And it's the blood of Christ that cleanses you from all sin, known and unknown. That is the helmet of salvation. Arm yourself with that. And when you have that helmet of salvation on, you don't dare think about, look how great I am. I can do whatever I want. You're mindful when you're thinking, when you have this helmet on, you're mindful of the source of salvation, God. The strength of salvation, Jesus. The sure assurance of salvation through the working of the Holy Spirit. He saves you now. His life is at work in you and me. If you're in the faith, His life is at work now. He's saving us from sin's power. He's saving you and me right now from sin dominating your life. It may have a hold on you in places where you've weakened. You become very weary. Friend, put the helmet of salvation on and you will be reminded quickly, I've been set free from sin's power and dominance. You do not need to have sin dominate you anymore. It does not dominate you. How wonderful to remember that when thoughts dominate your mind for a moment. As I said, there's that wonderful, perfect hope that when you're being swamped, you can be reminded, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And this helmet of salvation, it assures us that one day the battle will end, for there is, we're being saved, but one day there will be a final salvation, the glorification, when the battle will end. And when it does, you will pass from this life into the next. And you will forever and ever and ever be saved from sin's presence. It is that daily hope in a future glorification that gives us strength to stand. 1 John chapter 2 tells us what this future salvation is, and it should be something that you rally around this. Put that helmet on. He writes, then we shall be like Him when He appears, because then we shall see Him as He is. This future hope is our present assurance. I know He will see me through. And one day I'll see Him as He is. The helmet of salvation is that kind of hope and assurance that's been put in place in our hearts by God Himself through the working of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit indwells us that we would have this hope and this assurance. Put on the helmet of salvation. Put it on fresh and anew every day. This armor, though we've talked about it never being taken off, there is a sense of put it on fresh and anew. Run through it in your mind. Run through the gospel every day. Every morning, refresh yourself with the gospel of truth. These verses that we've gone over today, use them to refresh and renew you. I think this will cause you to persevere daily through trials and through tribulations and through hardships and through failures too. Paul's helmet kept him in trial and tribulation. Read Second Corinthians, it's like this unfolding of Paul's life story when he tells them, he says, when we came to you, we despaired even of life. We despaired of life itself. We were so weary, I'm reading into it, we were so weary, so tired, so worn out. We'd been on the run. The persecution was so great. But, and you read 2 Corinthians chapter 11 where he goes through his list of persecutions, but in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17, this helmet of salvation, evidence that the helmet of salvation kept him, and how firm did it keep him? He writes this, for our light and momentary troubles, afflictions, that is beatings, being beaten with rods, with cat of nine tails, shipwrecked, imprisoned, stoned, left for dead, wrestling with wild animals somehow, somewhere, being bitten by snakes, whatever the case would be, he said, our light and momentary afflictions. Pain, sorrow, setback, goals crushed, dreams. Goals broken, dreams crushed, are producing for us, are working for us an eternal glory that far outweighs our troubles and our afflictions. God, in God's economy, our troubles produce something. This gave Paul great hope. He knew that for every beating he received on Christ's behalf, there it was working for him an eternal glory that was far greater than any trouble or any assurance. That future glory, that future hope is our present assurance. You have to have your mind set on things above. You've got to do the helmet of salvation requires you to think not only in the present, but what is waiting for you. This future hope is our present assurance, our present perseverance. And never forget, Christ is your salvation. Your hope is not in salvation. Your hope is in Christ alone. He's our hope. He's your hope. He promises to keep you. He keeps you through faith. He keeps us through faith. We who are being saved. We're being saved by God, through Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. God the Father, through Jesus Christ, God the Father watches over us. The Psalms speak about this. He guards us. You're being guarded right now. The peace of God and the presence of God guarding you right this minute. You say, but I don't feel it. Contemplate it. Look to the word of truth and hold fast to it. Put on that helmet of salvation by faith. He's guarding us, keeping us, protecting you. You're being protected right now. You may not feel protected, but you are being protected right now. You're being filled. He fills us with all that we need. He supplies our every need. He's the source and sustainer of every possible need that you have. He feeds us, protects us by the power of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. And He will keep you through the fight. He will keep you through the fight. He will keep you. Here's how Jude describes the keeping. And he does this description through praise. Now to Him who is able to keep you from falling. Now to Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy. Think about that. Your helmet is Christ Himself. For this we praise Him forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. Father in heaven, grant us grace today that we would gladly put on Christ, the helmet of our salvation, the word of truth that promises great and marvelous things concerning our salvation when we were first saved, our being saved, and our glorification. May everyone here be strengthened to stand firm in the battle today. In Jesus' name, amen.